This is Akashvani, the news read by Abhishek Mukhopadhyay. External Affairs Minister S. Jaishankar today said that India will exercise the right to defend itself from terrorism and that no one can dictate how India exercises its defense. Speaking at the inauguration of the Shastra 2026 IIT Madras Techno Entertainment Fest at Chennai, he said that India will do whatever is required to defend itself. The External Affairs Minister outlined India's neighborhood policy, stressing that New Delhi has the right to defend itself against terrorism from hostile neighbors.
If a country decides that they will deliberately, persistently, unrepentantly continue with terrorism, we have a right to defend our people against terrorism. We will exercise that. How we exercise that right is up to us. As I said, a lot of it is goodwill. Many years ago, we agreed water sharing arrangement because the belief, the underpinning of that was it was a gesture of goodwill because for good neighborliness we were doing it. But if you had decades of terrorism, there is no good neighborliness. If there is no good neighborliness, you don't get the benefits of that good neighborliness. You can't say, I will please share water with me, but I will continue terrorism with you. That's not reconcilable.
The Election Commission has issued a directive stating that other backward class certificate issued by the West Bengal government after 2010 will not be treated as a valid document supporting identity. The commission stated this while hearing on the claims and objections to the draft electoral roll in connection with the Special Intensive Division, SIR. The move comes in the wake of a Calcutta High Court order dated December 24, 2025, which cancelled OBC certificates issued between 2010 and 2024 to 113 communities. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will inaugurate the grand international exposition of the sacred Piprawa relics related to Bhagwan Buddha, the light and the lotus, relics of the awakened one at Rai Pithora Cultural Complex in Delhi tomorrow. In a social media post, Mr. Modi said this exposition is in line with his government's commitment to further popularizing the noble thoughts of Bhagwan Buddha. He said it is also an effort to further deepen the bond between the country's youth and its rich culture. Prime Minister said authentic relics and archaeological materials from Piprawa are preserved in the collections of the National Museum, New Delhi and Indian Museum, Kolkata. BJP today alleged that law and order has completely collapsed in West Bengal. Addressing a press conference at the party headquarters in New Delhi today, party spokesperson Gaurav Bhatia alleged that West Bengal Chief Minister Mamata Banerjee has a soft corner for infiltrators due to appeasement politics. He said that SIR is a legal process, but Mamata Banerjee is opposing it. Railways Minister Ashwini Vaishnav today said that the Mumbai-Ahmedabad bullet train project has achieved a major milestone with a breakthrough of around 1.5 kilometers of tunnel connecting Virar and Boisar in Palghar. Addressing the high-speed tunnel breakthrough program at Palghar, Maharashtra through video conferencing, Mr. Vaishnav said there are total 7 mountain tunnels and 1 sea tunnel in the project.
आज बुलेट ट्रेन के प्रोजेक्ट में बहुत बड़ा एक माइलस्टोन अचीव हुआ है.
In this bullet train project, a big milestone has been achieved, which is the breakthrough of Mountain Tunnel 5. There are a total of 7 tunnels in the bullet train project, and there is one undersea tunnel as well. There are overall 12 stations in these stations, and 3 depots will be made. This is a big technological achievement.
ये एक technological बहुत बड़ा achievement.
Prime Minister Narendra Modi today lauded the Ahmedabad Flower Show for its remarkable role in bringing together creativity, sustainability and community participation. In a social media post, Mr. Modi noted that the event showcases the city's vibrant spirit and love for nature. He also commended the growth of the Flower Show over the years. Benchmark domestic equity indices, the Sensex and the Nifty, settled at the all-time high closing levels today, led by broad-based buying across sectors. Shuart Marine has been appointed as the chief coach of the Indian women's hockey team. This announcement was made by Hockey India today. The Dutchman had led Indian women to a historic fourth place finish at the 2020 Tokyo Olympics, which was the second appearance at the quadrennial event in more than 36 years. And that is the end of this news bulletin.